From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting tough statements about Russia from a U.S. official. Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland says people in large parts of eastern Ukraine and Crimea are living under what she called a reign of terror spawned by a new influx of Russian military hardware.
And just in the last few days, we can confirm new transfers of Russian tanks, armored vehicles, heavy artillery, and rocket equipment over the border to the separatists in eastern Ukraine.
Nuland spoke to the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee. She told the panel the Obama administration has not yet decided whether to supply the Ukrainian government with defensive weapons. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said Tuesday it would have been better for her to use two separate email accounts when she was secretary, but that she did nothing wrong. These were her first public comments on a New York Times report that she used her personal account for official communications instead of a government address. She said private emails from her personal server will remain private.
No one wants their personal emails made public. And I think most people understand that and respect that privacy.
Her critics are accusing her of trying to hide communications, including those surrounding the terrorist attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Casualties are reported from an explosion Tuesday in the Nigerian capital of Maiduguri. A VOA reporter says the explosion hit the city's Monday market area shortly after 4 p.m. local time. He says a number of people were killed or injured in the blast. Ivory Coast's former First Lady, Simone Gbagbo, has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. The sentence comes for her role in the post-election violence that took place in 2011. VOA News. Zambian President Edgar Lungu is in South Africa for medical treatment for a narrowing esophagus. Before leaving for Johannesburg Tuesday, Mr. Lungu said he is feeling much better, joking that he hopes to come back alive. Political activists in northeastern Syria say more than 70 prisoners, including recently captured Kurdish fighters, have escaped from an Islamic State jail located near the Turkish border. Iran's foreign minister says a letter from a group of U.S. senators warning that a possible nuclear agreement could be revoked once President Obama leaves office suggests that the United States is not trustworthy. Mohammad Javad Zarif told Iran's top clerical body that the letter from the 47 Republicans is unprecedented and undiplomatic. The value of the euro currency fell today, falling close to a 12-year low against the U.S. dollar. The currency used in the 19-nation eurozone dropped to $1.07. That's the lowest point since April 2003. The U.S. ambassador to South Korea left the hospital Tuesday, 5 days after he was attacked by a knife-wielding radical. Brian Padden reports.
U.S. ambassador to South Korea Mark Lippert faced a packed room of reporters as he was leaving the hospital Tuesday.
You know, I feel pretty darn good, all things considered. I mean, it was obviously a scary incident.
The ambassador received 80 stitches to his face and surgery on his left wrist after an ultra-nationalist activist slashed him last week at a forum on Korean reconciliation in Seoul. He is expected to make a full recovery. Brian Padden, VOA News, Seoul.
U.S. and Pakistani officials are hoping to boost bilateral trade and economic ties this week as U.S. Secretary of Commerce Penny Pritzker visits Islamabad. Ayaz Ghul reports.
The hallmark of the so-called U.S.-Pakistan Economic Partnership Week is a two-day business conference that opened Tuesday in Islamabad. U.S. Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker underscored the importance of expanding bilateral relations while addressing the inaugural session.
It is in the interests of the United States for Pakistan to be a stable, peaceful, tolerant nation with a growing economy.
While security cooperation has long defined the nature of bilateral relations, Secretary Pritzker says the U.S. and Pakistan are now entering an era with economics at the center of the relationship. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
Police in Myanmar, also known as Burma, beat student protesters with batons Tuesday to break up a march demanding that the government scrap an education reform law. Authorities say the officers turned on the students after they ignored warnings and tried to push through a barricade. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.